Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says recent reports of respiratory illnesses caused by e-cigarettes are alarming, and she says the state is looking at what it can do in response. Taking questions from reporters at a news conference yesterday, Reynolds says she's working with the Iowa Department of Public Health to continue collecting data on the illnesses. 23 cases of respiratory illnesses linked to vaping have been reported in Iowa. Republican U.S. Senator Joni Ernst was talking with high school students about leadership today at Briarcliff University. But reporters asked Ernst about the possible impeachment of President Donald Trump. When asked about Trump's situation, Ernst said the Senate Intelligence Committee will take the process seriously because all forms of corruption need to be exposed.
I'm not saying that that would be this case, but I'm saying because it's been pointed out, I don't care who, what, where, when, if there's corruption, we should be fighting that.
Last week, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called for impeachment proceedings to investigate circumstances surrounding President Trump's dealings with Ukraine's president. A whistleblower exposed a July phone call where Trump allegedly pressed the Ukrainian president to investigate Democratic political rival Joe Biden and his family. Trump has denied any wrongdoing. And Sioux City native Shelby Houlihan has made it through the semifinals today at the IAAF World Championships in Doha, Qatar. Houlihan took second in her heat in the 1,500 meters with a time of 4:14. And that's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.